For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I am speaking to Illinois Senator Kyle McCarter. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for speaking with us. So, reason why we are speaking with you today is about a taxpayer lawsuit that has been filed against Illinois officials over the controversial taxpayer-funded abortion bill. Can you tell us about this lawsuit?
Yeah, sure I can. The Thomas More Society has filed this lawsuit against the state of Illinois. And this is in response to House Bill 40, which is requiring the public funding of tens of thousands of elective abortions. And it was filed in Sangamon County in the circuit court there. And this was done on behalf of thousands of Illinois taxpayers and those represented by county and statewide pro-life organizations. So, and some of those are like the Springfield Catholic Diocese and all the other, and a number of legislators, myself included. So, you know, here's the problem. This House Bill 40, which was signed into law by Governor Rauner, is going to force the taxpayers to pay twenty to forty thousand abortions every year with their tax dollars. And the reality is, there's no money in the budget to pay for this. And besides the fact that that many believe it's immoral, it doesn't make financial sense, and it's just not possible.
And you did say that you are one of the many legislators that are in support of this lawsuit.
Well, I'm one of many in support of it, but I'm actually one of those that is listed in the suit, including Senator Dale Fowler, Senator Dan McConkie, and Senator Paul Shimp, and four other representatives. Now, there are numerous pro-life groups that are part of this suit as well. The Pro-Life Action League, Springfield Right to Life, Illinois Right to Life, and the Illinois Federation for Life. So, you know, there are a number of people that are behind this. And, you know, here's one of the sad things. This is going to force the taxpayers to pay for, as I said, 20 to 30,000 abortions. And this would apply all the way through 9 months of pregnancy. And as well, there's no cap on the number of abortions that could be covered under Medicaid. There's no cap on the amount of tax dollars that can be spent. And so this is the reason the suit has been filed and the reason this needs to be stopped.
What is the next step now that this lawsuit has been filed?
Well, the circuit court will hear the case. I can't tell you when, but Representative Peter Breen is one of the attorneys that is taking this forward, and with the Thomas More Society. So, I mean, this is not the first time these folks have done this. They're professionals, and they have fought to protect life throughout, you know, the United States. And it just happens that we're having to do it right here in Illinois. This, you know, of all the ways to spend $15 to $30 million in a budget that is not balanced, and has a number of mispriorities, this is one of the worst things you can do with it, is to take the innocent lives of unborn children. So this is a fight worth fighting, and we're going to do it in any way that we can through the legal process.
All right. And is there anything else that you would like to say about this lawsuit?
No, we just, we ask for people to pray that we're successful, and you know, protect the taxpayers and protect the children, lives who will be taken by this.
All right, thank you so much for talking with me today, Senator McCarter.
Thank you for doing this, Samantha. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.